Mark is going to be reading 13th chapter of Mark today. He's reading the whole chapter. Here you go.
Mark chapter 13. So he went out of the temple, and one of the disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones, what buildings are here. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John answered him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answered them, began to say, Take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many men shall come by name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. But when ye shall hear of wars and the rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs ye be. The things shall not be my yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are yet your beginnings of sorrows. Take heed to your counsels, for ye shall for ye shall deliver you up to be councils, and in the synagogue you shall be brought before ruler and king for my sake. For testament against them, the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lend you and deliver you up, lend you, take no thought beforehand, lend you what you shall speak. Good do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not that you speak the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, the father, the son, and children shall rise against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But when ye shall see the abomination or desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not to be, let him readeth understand, let him be in Judea flee to the mountains. And let him that is on the housetop not go down to the house, neither enter therein, to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back, to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and them that woe to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, for in those days shall be affliction. Since it was not from the beginning of the creation which God created in this time, and it shall be. Except the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. For the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he has shortened the days. Okay. But if any man shall say to you, Lo, here is your Christ, or Lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophet wonders shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders, to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. In those things after that tribulation the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give up her light, the stars of heaven shall fall, the powers are in heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the glory of the Son of Man come in the cloud with great power and glory. And then shall he send forth his angels, and shall gather together select from the four winds from the other ends of the heaven to the other parts of the earth. Now learn a parable of the fig tree, which a branch is yet tender, and put it forward leaves, you know that your summer is nigh as near, so even at the doors. So ye, in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know this is even nigh. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day, and then in that day, and that no one knoweth, and knoweth that no hour, know not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not what your time would be. The Son of Man, this is a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, commanded the poor to watch, Watch herefore, if ye know not when the master of the house cometh, even or at midnight, or the cock crowing, or the morning. Lest coming suddenly find you sleeping, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Commentary from Mark. Okay. Do you have a Bible comment question for Dave?
Oh, you got a call
today,
man. Are you done?
Yeah. This can I watch you too, then? This can I watch you too? Okay. Yeah.